This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is concerned about Chinese hypersonic missiles days after a media report that Beijing had tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic glide weapon. Hypersonic weapons travel in the upper atmosphere of space at speeds of more than five times the speed of sound. The Financial Times recently reported China had tested a weapon in August that flew through space and circled the globe before cruising down toward a target that it missed. China's foreign ministry denied the report. The White House said Wednesday it has raised concerns about Chinese hypersonic missile technology through so-called diplomatic channels. Efforts to win the return of 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group and a local driver stretched into a fourth day Wednesday, with a violent gang demanding $1 million ransom per person. The group seized includes five children aged from 8 months to 15 years. 16 of the abductees are Americans and one Canadian. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said it would hold a day of fasting and prayer for its missionaries Thursday. A wave of kidnappings has added to other miseries besetting the Caribbean nation. The organization says the group was returning from visiting an orphanage when it was abducted. The rash of kidnappings led to a strike Monday that shuttered businesses, schools, and public transportation, a new blow to Haiti's struggling economy. Life was largely back to normal on Wednesday, but unions and other groups vowed to organize another strike next week, and sporadic protests erupted Wednesday in Port-au-Prince over the lack of fuel, with gangs blamed for blocking gas distribution terminals. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian government carried out more airstrikes on the Tigray region on Wednesday, significantly escalating a campaign to weaken Tigrayan forces in an almost one-year-old war. A government spokesperson said some Wednesday strikes targeted a military training center and a heavy artillery depot. That came after a morning airstrike in the regional capital of Mekele the third this week. Tigrayan television said the attack targeted the center of the city, while the Ethiopian government said it targeted buildings with Tigrayan forces. But the TPLF accuses government forces of being desperate on the war front because they are losing on the ground, while also saying this week's bombing shows they don't care about Tigrayan civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee to be ambassador to Beijing on Wednesday said China is aggressive and untrustworthy and insisted boosting Taiwan's defenses against the threat of Chinese invasion should be a U.S. priority. Speaking at a Senate confirmation hearing, Nicholas Burns denounced recent Chinese warplane incursions into Taiwan's air defense zone, calling them, quote, especially objectionable. Burns said, quote, We certainly cannot trust the Chinese on the issue of Taiwan. Since 1979, the U.S. has recognized the People's Republic of China, but the United States Congress simultaneously requires Washington to provide Taiwan with means of self-defense. The island has had its own government since the communist takeover of mainland China in 1949, but Beijing considers Taiwan part of its territory to be reunited one day by force if necessary. Chinese President Xi Jinping, however, recently urged a peaceful reunification. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers won backing from 10 regional powers at talks in Moscow on Wednesday for the idea of a United Nations donor conference to help the country stave off economic collapse and humanitarian catastrophe. Russia, China, Pakistan, India, Iran, and five former Soviet Central Asian states joined the Taliban in calling for the UN to convene such a conference as soon as possible to help rebuild the country. They said it should take place, quote, with the understanding, of course, that the main burden should be borne by the forces whose military contingents have been present in the country over the past 20 years. That was a pointed reference to the United States and its allies who invaded Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 attacks, and whose abrupt withdrawal paved the way for the Islamist Taliban to seize back control of the country in August. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.